Hi, this is R&A with thetithinghoax.com. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. Stay tuned for this week's message. Hey, this is R&A with thetithinghoax.com. Thank you for joining me today on the Tithing Hoax Podcast. This is where we talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about. And I am continuing my series of teachings or responses to one of our visitors who had shared a lot of his views on tithing. And I wanted to deal with the aspect of tithing that he addressed. And it's something I did touch base on in the previous episode, but in this episode, I wanted to go a little bit deeper into this particular aspect of tithing. And his position is this: the tithe was never stated by the Bible, Paul, or any apostle as having been replaced by an alternative or abrogated. In other words, his position is tithing is still in effect because the Bible does not specifically state it ended or was replaced. And in a previous episode, I did mention that, yes, it is true that the Bible doesn't specifically state that tithing ended. The key is knowing how to read and understanding terminology, the meaning of words. And when I talk about knowing how to read, knowing the how to read or understanding inference and understanding something that is stated implicitly. Okay. And I'm going to talk a lot about how reading is fundamental, because a lot of people not only when it comes to the Bible, a lot of people don't know how to read. Now, I'm not trying to be funny here, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, so please listen to my heart. A lot of people don't know how to read. And if you don't know how to actually read, then, and particularly when it comes to understanding inference or when something is implied, and knowing how to connect the dots, and knowing how to if you don't understand metaphor or analogies or and things of that nature, you're going to misunderstand a text and you're going to misread the text. And that is what has happened and what is happening when it comes to people missing the meaning of tithing and not understanding that tithing did in fact come to an end. Even though the Bible doesn't specifically say it, it does implicitly say that it has come to an end. And I'm going to lay that out for you in this episode and show and prove to you that yes, the Bible does say it. It just says it implicitly. So the big why. The big why is this: why doesn't the New Testament state tithing was replaced or abrogated, meaning that it came to an end? So I want to share, I want to answer the question of why first and foremost. Why doesn't it state it? If it is in fact true that Christians are not supposed to tithe, then why doesn't the Bible just come out and just say it? Well, here's some things you need to take into consideration and I want to share with you. Answering the big why. First of all, this is something you must get. The New Testament is just a snapshot, of the early history of the Christian church. In a prior episode, I titled "The Bible is not a history book." The Bible is not going to give you, and it doesn't give you, a complete history of the Christian church. So a lot of things are not going to be covered. It's going to just give you a snapshot. And in giving you a snapshot of what was going on in the Christian church at that particular time, it's going to just focus on what was like the hot button major issues of that particular time in terms of what the church was dealing with. They were dealing with a lot of issues, but the Bible just gives you like the tip of the iceberg. and just deals with like what was like really controversial. And an example of that, of like a real controversial issue at the time, was the issue of circumcision. Okay, so the early Christians were Jewish, coming out of the Jewish tradition, coming out of following the law of Moses and into the law of Christ. You had divisions within the Jewish community. You had those Jewish people who wanted to hold on to the law of Moses, and they wanted the Gentiles who were converting to Christianity, they wanted them to follow the law of Moses, right? And then you have the Jewish individuals, such as the Apostle Paul, who's like, no, it's not necessary for them to become Jewish and follow the law of Moses in order to become Christians. So, for instance, a controversial issue at that time is that some of the Jewish, early Jewish Christians wanted the Gentiles to be circumcised. Okay? And the Apostle Paul said, no, that is not necessary. You know, Paul talks about the circumcision of the heart. So he was against that. He said it is not necessary for the Gentiles to become circumcised in order to become Christians. Okay? You don't have to be circumcised. That has nothing to do with being a Christian, right? So the Bible specifically comes out and deals with this. Why? Because that was like a controversial issue at the time. That was controversial the same way like abortion is controversial today, you know, or the legalization of gay marriage, how that's controversial. Circumcision was like that issue. It was like, it was one of those things that was divisive, if you will, and hotly debated in the early Christian church. Okay? So that's something that the church of the Bible addresses because it was of such importance at that time. So that would explain why like tithing was not really specifically dealt with, because it probably was not a highly debated controversial issue. Okay. Now, another reason is that you must understand that it was understood that Gentiles, non-Jewish people, didn't tithe, you know, in the Christian church. Because if something's already understood, there's no reason to debate it, and it's not going to come up as an issue. Because under the law of Moses, God did not accept tithes from Gentiles. It was not command. It wasn't even in the law of Moses. It was no commandment for non-Jewish people to tithe under any circumstances. So being that that was something that was already understood, it makes sense that that was not mentioned in the Bible, that no, tithing is not necessary, because they already understood that Gentiles don't tithe, that God doesn't accept tithes from Gentiles, non-Jewish people. And so here's the other factor. Another reason why answering the big why of why tithing was not mentioned is coming to an end in the New Covenant, New Testament. You have to keep in mind when you're dealing with the law of Moses, you're dealing with 613 commandments. They're not going, the Bible doesn't go through in the New Covenant and list out all these commandments that are no longer in effect. Once again, they just focused on the ones that were like the hot button issues at the time. They didn't go through the whole laundry list of all the commandments and list them one by one of all the each and every single commandment that was no longer that became null and void and was replaced by the new covenant. Now here's the key. The end of the law. The law now. Even these pro-tithers can tell you, they will agree with you, that the law of Moses came to an end. If they're in their right mind, they would, you know, they won't argue, you won't get much debate from that. They'll say, yeah, well, the law did come to an end. And there are verses all throughout the scripture, and I'm going to share them with you, that show and prove the law came to an end. So the end of the law, which is the law of Moses or the Mosaic law, is the end of what exactly? It is the end of ceremonial and civic laws. The end of ceremonial and civic laws. Because the law of Moses is divided into moral, ceremonial, and civic laws. Civil laws, these are the laws described in the Bible which apply only to the nation of Israel. And they deal with a lot of judicial type of issues that the ancient Israel experienced and dealt with. Ceremonial laws speak to cleanliness and also include priestly laws and those in Leviticus and ceremonial laws that involved worship. Okay, now, so you got to always follow the logic, always understand things in context, because reading is fundamental. Okay, you got to know how to read. You got to know how to understand these terms. Now, where does tithing fall into this? Tithing falls under the category of the ceremonial laws. Okay, it's a ceremonial law. Now, let me introduce to you some other terms that the Bible uses. The Bible will use the terms statutes and ordinances. Okay, now, and this is going to be important. Not only does the tithe fall under the category of ceremonial law, it also the tithe is also a statute and an ordinance. Okay, as many of the commandments were, these were statutes, these were ordinances. You can reference Numbers chapter 18, verses 23 through 24. And in the King James Version, the Bible, it uses the term ordinances and statutes, and also some other versions. Like in the NIV version, it uses the word regulations. Okay, and so in Numbers, you know, it speaks to the fact that the Levites had, it was a continuing statute that the Levites would not have inheritance to the land, and they would be supported by tithes. And Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, it also talks about, you know, keeping of the ordinances and how the paying of the tithes was an ordinance, and that's an ordinance that, you know, the priest broke. And that's what it deals with when Malachi talks about how the man robbed God. Is talking about the priests who were not paying their tithes according to the ordinance, which the ordinance meaning that they were required to do this. And that was part of the ceremonial law of, you know, how they performed their religious services. And they were not following the regulations or the statutes or the ordinance accordingly. So tithe falls under the category of ceremonial law. And the tithe commandment is also a statute and an ordinance. Now, so when we talk about the law, and that the law, the ordinances, rather, were abolished. You can read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. And I use that to once again emphasize that the end of the ordinances. And how the Bible uses different language to say the same thing or make a reference to the same thing, and that thing being the law of Moses. So in verse 15, it says, having abolished in his flesh, and this is King James Version, the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. So it's basically talking about how it's through the blood of Jesus and through the law of Christ that the Jews and the Gentiles will come together and come together. Whereas the law of Moses, you know, kept them apart and separate from Christ, and really kept them separated from knowing God on an intimate level, right? So the law of commandments contained in ordinances. Okay, so the ordinances are a reflection of the commandments of the Mosaic Law, the 613 commandments. Now, once again, to reiterate that these ordinances were abolished. Remember, tithe is an ordinance. So if ordinances are abolished, it means, or the inference, or the implication is, tithing was also abolished. Remember, reading is fundamental. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, and this is the KJV. It says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, okay, that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Tithing was nailed to the cross. But you, when you have a pro tither who doesn't know how to read, they're going to say, well, it doesn't say that tithing, the tithe was nailed to the cross. Well, yes, it does. This is where inference and understanding inference comes into play, understanding word association, understanding different terminology and analogies and so forth and this, that, and the other. The handwriting of the ordinances is referring to the law of Moses. It's referring to the commandments of the law of Moses. So if something is an ordinance and the tithe, and that's why I gave you those previous scriptures in Numbers and Malachi, that the tithing, practice of tithing, the tithing commandment was one of those ordinances. So as an ordinance, if it was against us and was contrary to us, and it was, and it took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, meaning the it meaning the ordinances, it was nailed to the cross. The ordinances were nailed to the cross, meaning the tithe was nailed to the cross, meaning the law of Moses was nailed to the cross. Tithing, thus, being an ordinance of the law of Moses, was nailed to the cross. Reading is fundamental. More verses. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Okay? Now, a pro tither who doesn't know how to read is going to say, well, it didn't say that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the tithe. Wrong. It does say that. It is implicit. The curse of the law. What's the law? The law of Moses. What constitutes the law of Moses? The 613 commandments. Okay, what are these 613 commandments? Well, the 613 commandments are divided into three categories. Those commandments that are under the moral law, those that are under the civic law, and those are under the ceremonial law. And so when it says that it redeemed us from the law, it's a reference to the civic and ceremonial laws, that these don't apply to Christians. And being that the tithe is a ceremonial law, it is included in the curse of the law, which Christ has redeemed you from. Reading is fundamental. More verses. So, the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. Now, pro tither will look at it and say, well, it doesn't say we are no longer under the tithe. It just says we are no longer under a guardian. Look, reading is fundamental. Look here. God gave us this beautiful thing called a mind. God gave us this beautiful thing called a brain. The brain is divided into two hemispheres. Okay? Left brain, right brain. The left brain is the, well, don't get me to start lying. One hemisphere is for the creative, imaginative, spiritual part of ourselves, right? Then the other side is for critical thinking, logic, reasoning, and, you know, we got to use both sides of our brain. And in the church, I just got to say it dumbs people down because it does not encourage people to think critically. You know, to think critically, you know, you got to ask questions, to think critically, think logically, think within reason, to, you know, come on now. Don't let these preachers handicap you like that. It's okay to think. It's okay to ask questions. Reading is fundamental. So does it say no longer under the tithe? No, it doesn't. But it is implicit, and it infers that once when you know how to read and connect the dots. And what I'm sharing with you, I want you to be able to connect the dots. So when all these pro tithers run up on you, and all these pro-tithing pastors trying to, you know, drop all these verses and try to convince you to tithe, you will know how to connect the dots and say, oh, nuh-uh, pastor. Hold up. Reading is fundamental. And I know how to read. And I know how to read the Bible. Now here, guardian. The guardian is a reference to the law. The law of Moses. The law of Moses. Moses, 613 commandments. Moral law, civic law, ceremonial law. Okay, where does tithing come in? Tithe. Wait a minute, that's ceremonial law. Pastor, pro-tithers, okay? Now, so as a guardian, this law, these ceremonial and civic laws of the law of Moses was a guardian until Christ came. So now Christ has come and we're justified by faith. And since we are justified by faith and faith has come, we are no longer under this guardian called the law of Moses, called the 613 commandments, of which there are civil and ceremonial laws, which tithing is part of the ceremonial law. Therefore, we are not under tithing. Duh. Reading is fundamental. More verses. This is the last one. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. Now, once again, pro-tithers who are just dumbed down by religious tradition and false teaching. Yeah, but it doesn't say you're not under the tithe if you're led by the Spirit. It just says you're under the law. It don't say nothing about the tithe. Yes, it does. The tithe is part of the law. So now I've told you how to break this thing down. So when these folks, you get into a discussion about tithes with these folk, and you know, I was going to say debate, but you know, some things ain't even worth debating with people. But if you get into a civil conversation or discussion about this with some pro-tithers, I've told you how to break this thing down and connect the dots. And you can tell them what I told you. And just remember, at the end, after you get through explaining this to these pro-tithers, always finish with, reading is fundamental. And you got to say it in that operator voice for it to have that effect. You are not under the law. The law is the law of Moses. The law of Moses is 613 commandments. Among those commandments are three categories of law: moral, civil, and ceremonial. The law is referenced in the New Covenant and the New Testament refers to the civil and ceremonial laws. The tithe falls under the category of ceremonial law. So, when the Bible says you are not under the law, it is referencing and it includes the ceremonial law of tithing. So, we are not under the law, and we are not required to tithe. Reading is fundamental. You gotta hit them with it. You gotta hit them with that. So let's close this thing out, the Bible. And the Apostle Paul clearly states Christians are not under the law of Moses. It's stated throughout the New Covenant, but it's stated implicitly. The law is divided into three categories: moral, ceremonial, and civic laws. Tithing falls under the category of ceremonial law. When the Bible states the law was abolished, which it states throughout the New Covenant, it is referring to the ceremonial and civic laws. Therefore, tithing being a ceremonial law, tithing was abolished. Whew. Reading is fundamental. Okay, yo, it's been fun. This is R. Renee. Until next time, you have a good one. Peace out, and thank you for listening. R. Renee here. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tithing Hoax podcast. For more information about the Tithing Hoax, visit thetithinghoax.com, download your free tithe study guide, or drop us an email at info@thetithinghoax.com. Until next time, peace and blessings.